It's August 21st, 2019. It's about 9:47 a.m. Once again, that's August 21st, 2019, about 9:47 in the morning. I know these are going to be some pretty rough notes because I hadn't really had a chance to process and organize what I was thinking about, but I had been listening to a previous set of notes and audio notes, and one of them was about, well, it was about my two models that I use, the connect the dots model and the jigsaw puzzle, but primarily the connect the dots model. And I was in that recording, I was talking about any similarity or correlation between the connect the dots and how I use that as the as above, the abstract, that thoughts, our views, our thought instruments guide our actions. And there's the wave function, and then there's the particle function. So I the way I had previously talked about that for my purposes was that it travels as a wave, it arrives as a part. So excitation imparts impact. So that was kind of how I looked at the part. And I was thinking about the waves, how so when someone upholds and supports a standard, it reinforces that standard. And so I was thinking of that in terms of probability wave, that it becomes more and more reinforced. That kind of made me, what I was kind of thinking about was the rally point. So you hold up to, standing point. You hold the banner high, and that standard, of course, in the way I understand it, in battle, that standard is a flag, but that becomes the rally point, and that's you defend the flag, but it's a rally point in that that's where you make your stand. So I was thinking about the two-slit experiment, which I'm going to have to look back at that a little bit. And they talk about the propagation of the wave function and then the impact of the particle on the target. But when I was thinking about the reinforcement, when, so I was referring to it in the worldwide reality game, it's a turn-based game. And what I mean by being it's turn-based, at every turn, we choose whether to uphold and support that standard. If we choose to uphold and support the standard becomes reinforced. And that has to, that has direct impact on the probability amplitude. So, okay, so how can I? The probability amplitude is the likelihood of a prevailing condition or state of affairs or attribute or characteristic or principle or priority taking precedence over other principles and priorities, over other taking precedence over other concerns or factors. When I was thinking about that, it somehow correlated or connected to some of the thoughts I'd had about the mast of a ship. So the taller the mast, the bigger the sails. The taller the mast, the larger surface area of sails that the mast can carry. And so therefore it is able to safely is safely able to capture the force of the wind, which is power, to move the ship forward. However, what makes the height of the mast capable of capturing that much force, that much power, is the lines, the rigging, basically. It's the rigging that comes down from attachment points or collars on the mast and attaches to attachment points on the ship. And it's the same. I just saw some very tall TV antennas the other day when I was on a call. And of course, I'm sitting there looking at these guidelines. I think they were set up in a triangulation where they have three attachment anchors on the ground and all these guidelines come down. So that standard, I'm just trying to make sure I can kind of understand how in my mind I was correlating this. So the more often in this turn-based dynamic, which I'm referring to as a game, the more often that an individual upholds and supports a standard. Okay, so let's start by saying this. There's two choices. You either don't act, so you're completely passive. It's you ignore the opportunity. You're still a participant, but you're not an active participant. You let that opportunity pass you by to make a choice to either, and that's the primary choices are, to you either uphold and support, which reinforces that standard, or you choose to diminish it, which weakens its stance. You either uphold and support it and thereby reinforcing it, or you diminish it by choosing not to. And so you can do that actively by making a choice not to, or you can do it passively by just ignoring the choice. So that's the whole point. That's the probability amplitude part. It either becomes reinforced or diminished at each turn. So in relationship to the mast, the more reinforced that standard is, the way I kind of look at it, it's kind of like a beacon to others. The further, how can I say this? It becomes heightened, exalted. The higher and higher, in the case of the ship, that mast could reach in order to safely capture the force and direct and project it. Because as more and more individuals, we'll say, so each time an individual chooses to reinforce it, that's one way it becomes reinforced. But then we're, you know, a multitude of participants. So the greater number of participants who choose to reinforce it, and the choice that they make at each turn to reinforce that standard, the more reinforcement that mast of the, you can almost call it a fulcrum, the more reinforced it becomes, the further higher it can reach, the more exalted it becomes. And so so that's basically, not having my notes in front of me, that's basically the correlation that I made, that if we understand through reality check adventure training, however it is offered, however it is packaged, or however it is, however you become aware of this dynamic, the more aware you become, and the more aware that you become of the value of your active participation, the more reinforced that standard becomes, and the more force or power it's able to safely capture, it's convert, really, I guess, is it's able to convert a force into power. And I think that's really how I'm trying to wrap my mind around how I can put that into words so someone can understand what I'm conceptualizing in my consciousness, that it is able, it enables the platform, the operational platform, to convert the force into power. And it is able to do it safely, so you can direct and project the power. Okay, and so, you know, one of the powers is the power of suggestion. And again, it's another conversion. You know, we're converting force to power, and then the power of suggestion. If someone accepts the premise of the suggestion, then they become converted. They're cast into a role that supports that premise. And for me, I'm trying to be as open and direct about my purpose in this and in conversion, and helping them to understand that they are a participant in this dynamic, and to fully make use of their potential, oftentimes their latent potentialities of how to actively participate, and to even, you know, like it's like I say about the acting captain, to literally have their hand on the tiller of the world, to influence and affect the course of thought, and therefore the course of events. Like I said, that was, I'm just doing the best I can to capture the thought while I can. I guess that's all for now. Signing off.